All right, let's touch the table with some football. Hit the music. Yes, David.
No.
Yes, Rico.
Over here. After starting 1-4, can Cincinnati really rebound and make the playoffs?
I'm going to say no. I mean, the division's a little softer since Cleveland is a tire fire. And no diss, David, but I mean, you guys are no good. But man, their defense sucks. I'm going to say no.
Joku can't run to the rescue?
He does everything, man, but they can't protect him. And if he's got to score 30 a week, I'm going to say no.
Yeah, no, not with that start. I'm kind of looking at the AFC here, the rest of it. It's not that strong for wild card teams, but yeah, I just don't think you can recover from 1-4. So, no.
Okay.
I mean, how's the schedule play out? Here you go. I mean, they get the Eagles. They get the Browns this week. Eagles, Raiders, Ravens, Chargers, Steelers. I mean, there is a soft grouping in here, but I'll still say it's too big of a hole to dig out of.
Okay. At 4-2, what are the Pittsburgh Steelers doing? Why are you giving Russell Wilson
proactive, not reactive? If you stay with Fields, you will end up 4-11. I think they have to do that. Rico, it's morbid. They got to do it. So, but let him answer. His team.
So I guess let me add this caveat in, David, before you answer. You make the switch. Can you switch back?
No, because they're making the switch. Well, let me say it this way. They're not making a switch. On the depth chart, Russell Wilson has always been listed as the starter. So what they required for him to do is show that he's healthy. And that's all they're doing. He showed that he's healthy last week at practice, so he's returning to his starter role. It's a joke, but that's what it is. He is the starter.
Okay. Can Davante Adams save the Jets?
No. Fun story, but no. They have problems everywhere. Honestly, I'll just say no.
I mean, just watching the national media and reading articles, it's like, okay, we got this now. It's like, you're still the Jets.
The problem is, Tyron Smith looks completely baked at left tackle. I mean, just getting whipped off the edge. Every time I watch the Jets, Tyron Smith just looks old, man. You can't protect 40-year-old quarterback. I'm going to say no to it, but I also hate the Jets, especially after what they did to me Monday night.
No, he can't. If there's ever an example of selling your soul to the devil, that's what the Jets did by getting Aaron Rodgers in there. Ever since he arrived last year, it has just become worse. And somehow, yeah, the Jets are worse. They're a bad franchise, don't win anything. But no, they can't win. I'm sorry, he can't fix it.
Okay. NFC North, we could all agree, best division in football, correct?
Yes, 100%.
Which division is worse in the NFC? NFC East or NFC West? In the West, there's no team with a winning record. In the East, the only team with a winning record are the Commanders.
I'll say the West just because the Niners are still the West is worse because it's Niners and nothing. I don't buy the other teams. Like, I can buy the Commanders and I can buy the Eagles. I mean, the Giants are poop. I'll say the West is worse.
I'm going to say the East because I can't buy the Eagles. I can't. And if the Commanders are the only thing there, which they might not continue this type of winning, it might be a, what, 9-18, 8-19 that wins the division there? I don't know. So I'll say them.
Okay. I got a couple more questions. I think one is going to lead into the next. You'll see where I'm going with this. But is there anything that can happen? What could you do to fix the Cowboys? Because they paid a lot of money to a lot of players that you just can't say, okay, we're going to release. No, you're stuck with them. Anything can fix this team? Short term, aside from stadium implosion.
I'm going to say no because you're not fixing DeMarcus Lawrence's body. And offensively, they're just so limited. It's the backfield is a nothing burger. The O-line's in tatters. CD and Dak aren't on the same page. No. The work has to be done in the offseason primarily.
See, I was going to say there is a way, but then you say short term. No, short term, they can't be fixed. Long term, sure. Jerry Jones has to stop being the GM. That's the only way to fix this. He has to stop being the GM, and maybe the offseason could look better.
Speaking of Jerry Jones, this is just an addendum to this. Here's a quote. He kind of doubled down on what he said to the radio host. The facts are that if I'm going to be grilled by the tribunal, I don't need to be drilled by my guys that I'm paying. I could take it from the fans and take it from other people. I take a lot of pride in how fair and how much I try to work with the media. We're brothers and sisters. But, you know, basically saying I'm not taking it from the guys on the radio because I'm paying them. You got to be nice to me. In case you were wondering, that was his follow-up from the meltdown that he had. Thought David, it was interesting.
Go ahead, David.
That's absolutely a joke. I get he has a radio show and a radio appearance every week, but you go on there to answer questions. Answer the questions. You want to be the GM. You want to own the team. You want to do this with your team every year. Then answer the questions.
I'm with David. Come on. I mean, if you want bought and paid for media, then do the interview with DallasCowboys.com. You know what I'm saying? Like, what are we talking about? But all of sports right now is in this weird bally world where it's like, no, if you win, we're nice. And if you lose, we're not. And otherwise, just shut up. Who cares? Jerry, go on to your bond yacht.
Well, because it was weird because when I saw that, I asked David, I'm like, wait, does he own that radio station? We found out he does not own it because he's saying, well, I pay these guys. I guess he pays for the segment. So he feels like you need to be nice to me because I'm giving you.
Oh, good. Maybe the host will draw him a warm bath next week. Like, what does this guy expect? Hey, do you want something even crazier than Jerry Jones?
Yeah.
Just read this. Insane? Like, is this delusional or realistic? Saquon Barkley believes he will not be booed at MetLife this week because, quote, fans don't care that I'm on the Eagles anymore. Close quote.
That's not what we've seen all offseason. They've been going at him on social media. They care.
Dude. He can't believe that, right? Not saying he should care.
No, but if you surround yourself with enough people who nah, man, they love you there. Really? New York still loves? Yeah. I would expect to be booed.
He's going
to
look like a fool is what he's going to look like.
Wow. I know. I thought you'd enjoy that. Go ahead.
That's continue. Not a real article, man. That, 100%. That's
okay. Real.
Okay. That's wow. Okay. Should the NFL have flexed the Lions-Vikings or the Chiefs-49ers game to Sunday night instead of the Jets and the Steelers?
Yes and yes. I'll never understand some of the games that end up on primetime. Yes.
Yeah.
Both of those games are must-see TV.
Yes, they should have. From my understanding, Fox protected that Super Bowl rematch. So that's why it couldn't be.
Jets and Steelers is the living embodiment of...
Right.
Everyone's going to enjoy that on Sunday night.
I mean, I guess Jets, New York market, hey, you know, shout out Rutgers in the Big Ten. But I'm just like, wait, so you get the Jets. You could have had either one of these games.
That's bad.
And you can flex them to Sunday night. It's in within the window. You get to flex it twice. This was one that, yeah, I need one of them. All right, let's end it on this.
Mm-hmm.
Very simple. Who's the next coach to get fired?
I mean, I still...
Because coming... And let me add, coming back from London is normally not a good thing for coaches on the hot seat.
I would say Peterson if they lose this Sunday. And I can't escape the McCarthy thing. I don't care what Jerry's saying. Guy was 2 hours late for his press engagement. Team looks like they quit. You know, if the Cowboys roll out and do it again. But Peterson's probably... My best guess for you. They may leave his ass in London if they lose.
Losing in London is not a good thing for coaches because when you come back, I guess you're allowed to make the flight. But I got to think it's an eerie flight where nobody's really talking because everybody knows, like, is that a guy in a black hood and a sickle in the back? Yep.
Yeah, I'm going to go off the board with Antonio Pierce.
Oh.
That's a good one.
But I thought they like him in Oakland.
Everybody likes him, but he made comments, and it was going to go one of two ways, and it's going the wrong way. Like, when you challenge that locker room, and the locker room responds with quit, and then you trade Devontae Adams, it's not bad. David, and again, they're going to draft a rookie QB. They're going to tear it all apart.
And they got new ownership. Tom Brady.
Please.
That's a quick one. Hey, Think Brady should keep his job announcing now that he's part owner?
No, he should be fired immediately. Tom Brady, right now, because he's an owner, he cannot criticize other teams or officials. He cannot attend practice. He cannot attend the media meetings leading up to a game where you sit with these teams and talk and prepare for your job. Free Greg Olsen.
Agreed.
It's a free country, Tom. Yes. You can own a team, but you can't broadcast. You don't get to have it all the time. That's for me. That's where I stand. And also, by the way, he stinks. Brady's not good, Rico.
I'm willing to give him a year, but I understand. I'm going to put it in the category, he's learning.
Oh, so he gets to get paid $351 million learn on the job.
You win.
Have you ever considered a career? Be curious. Make $350 million to learn. Hi, I'm Rico Beard for Specs.
Right here in the city of Southfield.
Right. I mean, just show me that program where the student gets paid to learn. Doesn't happen.
All right. 97.1.